is Jeff Kerwin and Vanessa Garnick. They are both hosts of a brand new show called Animal Planet Spring Watch USA on Animal Planet. And they're talking to us right now live from Kauai Island, I believe it's pronounced. Tell us a little bit about where you are right now.
The Hawaiian Island.
Yeah, you wish it was.
You way off.
It is. It's chilly here. Just teasing us.
I think it's in South Carolina.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about why you're there.
Actually, Kauai Island is a fantastic place to sort of base this series, Spring Watch USA, because spring comes here a little bit earlier than it does maybe in the north. And it's actually a wonderful balance of animals and people living together. We've got bobcats, we've got otters, skunks, possums, dolphins, everything from birds to underwater. And Kauai gives us a little sliver of all of that. But then we bounce across the whole United States, and we get to see all of spring unfold across America.
It's kind of fun. Now, Jeff, you're actually a Boston guy, right?
Yeah, I grew up in the South Shore, so and as a wildlife biologist and aficionado of the natural world, you know, living in New England, springtime's a big time of the year because it means winter is fading and life is coming, and springtime is a huge jump for nature. And for us to be able to tell the stories, it's really incredible. Basically, it allows us to have the audience be a fly in the wall as we witness these dramas unfolding from one week to the next. We really don't know what we're going to have almost right up to the broadcast moment. We could have one week success in a birth and the next week failure with the loss of offspring. And again, as Vanessa said, we have many stories from whales in California to sea turtles to in Florida to bears in bear dens in New York, and lots of incredible stories to share with our audience.
Yeah, I know you're celebrating springtime, but unfortunately here in Boston it has been officially canceled. We don't have spring anymore. We go from winter to summer now.
Oh, wow. That's depressing.
Yeah, all we have is miserable weather from winter, and then we go into the summer.
Yeah, I was just talking to my wife. We live in Massachusetts, and it's been a miserable start of spring. I know we have all these big trees that have been toppled over. But I think you touch upon an important issue that we live in a changing world where our climate is changing, largely the result because of what we're doing as human beings. And clearly that has an impact on wildlife. And those stories lace and integrate into the wild ones we want to tell. And again, springtime is an important time in a creature's life. It represents renewal for families of wildlife and for species. So for us to be able to share those stories with our audience is a rare experience.
Oh, I know for folks like myself who love animals, I enjoy Animal Planet immensely, a lot of the shows on there. One of the things you just touched on I think is really important, and that is that with all the development in this world, there's less and less space for our animal friends to be living in. I know even in Massachusetts, watching what's happened here in terms of the development and the habitats of many animals being disturbed, it's a dangerous thing, and we're playing with sometimes with lives that can't be replaced.
That's exactly true. But the point of Spring Watch actually is to sort of find this balance and be aware of what's happening in spring and how we can sort of help these animals, these critters, at a very, very important time of their life. Spring, you know, it can mean life or death. It can mean anything for a whole species of animals, because once they mate and find a nest, it's all about the rebirth and the future of their whole species. So if we are aware of what's going on in our country and how the animals are doing there, perhaps people can be more responsible with where they're building or what they're doing, and even just how you drive and watching out for animals on the road. It's really about being responsible as a human being.
For all the folks that are listening right now, tell us some of the things they're going to see on Spring Watch USA on Animal Planet.
Everything from cameras in a bear den. We have a female black bear, what we call a sow, and we actually capture her giving birth. We have an eagle camera where we've got footage of an eagle laying an egg, and then it's celebrated with an additional egg, and then we have a loss of an egg. We're tracking a family of bobcats. We have the female bobcat with a radio collar on her, and we actually follow her and witness her being a mother. We have all sorts of incredible... We have cameras we've actually attached to insects so we could see the subterranean secretive world of invertebrates. Just many, many incredible 20-plus stories. It's not just Vanessa and myself. We have David Mizajewski, who's a naturalist, was telling some stories on beavers and bears out of the East Coast. And again, we have Philippe Cousteau in California on the West Coast. So it's a real compelling story arc of many tales, literally tales, that allow us to experience spring in a totally different way.
Evan, I've just got in my ear from our union people. They want to know if you, if the insect was a union member.
He was probably not.
And I noticed on your bios that, Jeff, your build is a conservationist, and Vanessa Garnick is a naturalist. What are the difference between those two?
I don't think there's a huge difference between the two. A naturalist is someone who is into nature and often interprets natural history and wildlife, and conservation is a big part of that. I think they're words that can be interlaced very easily. My formal training is as a wildlife biologist, but I'm very comfortable with the term naturalist.
Yeah. And Vanessa, you're a natural beauty. Is that any relation to the naturalist part?
Oh, well, thank you. But I just grew up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, just right outside of Yellowstone National Park. So nature was a part of my growing up and a part of who I am. So it's very natural to be a naturalist.
Now, how many weeks is this show running?
It's Saturdays and Thursdays, and then we have a fabulous Mother's Day special on May 13th. And what is so cool about this series, Springwatch USA, is that it's kind of happening live, actually. We are seeing things up to the minute as they unfold, these stories. So even Jeff and I, we don't know exactly what's going to happen with these nest cams and den cams all over the country.
And it runs basically for that period of mid to late spring, because it's a show that's almost in real time. So it begins on the 21st, we're putting together footage now, getting that all ready, and then it'll run right through May.
This sounds like a cool series, and folks should watch for it on Animal Planet. It begins April 21st, and watch your TV guides to see when it replays. I assume it's on more than once.
Yeah, it's on Saturdays and Thursdays.
So you get a couple of chances
twice
to see
a week.
It. Yep. If you miss it Saturday night at 8 o'clock, you can catch the weekday
version. Well, actually, that's different episodes. So,
oh, really?
I have an episode on Saturday because these stories in spring are happening so quickly.
Oh.
You know, a bird may only spend, you know, may fledge out in just a matter of weeks, and we want to get that whole story. So just a few days makes a big difference. It could be the time that eyes open with the raccoon.
Now, there's also at animalplanet.com, I understand, a Springwatch USA tracker that can help folks with different things. There's a bird and butterfly guide and baby animals A to Z and a number of other things on the website, right?
Absolutely.
Definitely check out the website. You're going to see things and learn things that you never knew.
It's a nice show, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Thanks so much for coming on the show, both of you.
All right, thank you.
Take care.